Dreams. Your dreams, hopes, and aspirations. What is your dream? What is your dream career? Do you have one? Are you living your dream? Not get rich quick. Not winning the lottery either. How many times a day do you wish you were doing something else with your career and your life? Times are tough, no doubt about it. Hey, maybe you need a job to hold you over. I got it. But then what? Is this job that holds you over going to be it? Are you going to stop dreaming? Maybe you're in your dream job, and it turned out to not be. Maybe what you went to school for and worked so hard for all of your life is less than what you thought it would be. That's a new twist. I've been there. I've had that happen. Let me tell you a story. I was mentioning earlier that I was in the Navy. I had a fantastic career there. I could have stayed and retired. Easy. I loved it. I was flying all over the place. It was a blast. But I had a dream. I always wanted to be in the music business. Don't laugh out there. Don't laugh. So I got out of the Navy and pursued my dream. Full time, 100%. I went to college as an older student. I worked three jobs to afford going to school. And after I got out of school, I had a decision to make. Which town was I going to move into? Well, there were three I had to choose from. Nashville, New York, or L.A. They were the three music towns. Well, I picked Nashville. It was the cheaper of the three, right? So I moved to Nashville with no job to pursue my dream career. I quickly got an outside sales position. That's because I wanted to pound the pavement with the music business executives on Music Row in between my sales calls. And I did just that. I called on every music company in Nashville. I was not going to quit or leave Nashville without getting in the music business. That's why I moved there. That's why I got in the Navy. That's why I went to college. I pounded the pavement for weeks. Finally, I got in. I have my dream job. I'm in the music business. Well, after working in this business for 3 years, I realized it wasn't for me. I was used to real regimented, military-style background, as they say, squared away. And now I'm working for a loosey-goosey environment, totally opposite of what I was used to. And to boot, very unethical. I don't want to go into those stories tonight. So I left a very successful naval career, worked towards my dream career, achieved my dream career. And then when I got there, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I was devastated. I was truly, absolutely devastated. Here I went through all this, left the Navy, went to learn a specific trade in the music business. And now what? I don't like it? What's going on here? What a major bummer, right? Does this sound like you? Did something like this happen to you? See, sometimes when we think we want to do a particular career, maybe it's a lawyer because everyone in your family was a lawyer. Maybe it was a doctor because you come from a long line of doctors, or a pilot because your dad was a pilot. Or in my case, the music business because that's what I wanted to do. I grew up as a musician. I always wanted to be in the music business. So if you're in this position, I've been there too. And guess what? You can change what you're doing. I did that. I eventually got out of the music business. So if you feel you're stuck, you can change that too. I got out of it and pursued my executive search career. My what? I didn't know either, believe me. I didn't know either. But it's the career I have today. And you know something? I didn't even know what an executive search firm did when I got into it, let alone that I would someday actually own my own firm. Now I'm living my dream. I have my own business. I make my own hours. I help people. I help companies. I wrote a book. I have a radio show. Do you know what my problem was with the music business? It wasn't the music business, per se. It was that I wanted to own my own business. I needed to be my own boss. That was what I needed to do. My dream was to own my own business. See, the reasons why so many people hate their jobs is they're in the wrong position, wrong career field, or both. Most HR managers will tell you this. They'll say, you know, I had to let that guy go, but he wasn't a bad guy. He was in the wrong position. And when you're in the wrong position, you're not happy. And if you're not happy, you can't excel because you're in the wrong position with the wrong company. And you know it. I had a friend of mine when I was in the executive search business. He sat next to me when I first started, before I owned my own company. I remember him very well. His name was Cody. He hated the executive search business. I asked him one day, I said, do you like doing this? No, I don't. I'm a contractor. My wife wants me to have a white-collar job. That's why I'm here. I said, well, you're not any good at this, and you hate it. I know, but she doesn't want me to be a contractor. Be a contractor, Jody, Cody. His name was Cody. His name was Jody. I know a Cody, too. No, but his name was Jody. I said, Jody, do what you got to do. Do what you love to do because that's where you're going to be successful. Don't do things because somebody else wants you to be that. Do you understand? Yeah. Okay. So he left, and now he's a contractor, and he's happy. Are you living your dream? Are you in the right position for you? Are you using your God-given talents in what you should be doing? Are you living your dream? Why not? What are you waiting for? If not you, who? If not now, when? Don't live like you're going to live forever. But Mike, I know all this stuff. I know all this stuff. How do I do it? Okay, how do you pursue your dream? Here's how you do it. I want you to start at the source and work backwards. Talk to the people that are doing what you want to do and work your way back from there. So if it's an X-ray technician, tugboat captain, pilot, engineer, contact these people now and ask them about their careers and what it's like. See if it fits with you. Ask them how they got there and if they can help you. And this is key. Tell them to be honest with you, that you're looking to change careers and you want them to be honest. Do you want to own your own business? What kind of business? Go to work for that type of business first. See if you like it. See if it fits your personality. Make mistakes on their dime before you start your business. I had a friend start a restaurant business. Never owned a restaurant business. Went in the restaurant business. I asked him, why the restaurant business? Well, I want to own a restaurant business. I was a waiter in high school or whatever it was. It was some crazy thing. He was a contractor. I said, fine, go work for somebody first. See if you like it. Didn't work out. A year later, it didn't work out, people. Do you know why it didn't work out? Are you sitting down for this punchline of this story? Why it didn't work out with my friend that wanted to own his own restaurant business? What was it? You know what it is. It was the hours. It was the hours. Hours are killing me. He would have known that if he went to work for a restaurant. The hours kill you if you're a business owner. It wasn't right for him. Cost him a lot of money to find that out. Go to work. If you want to have a business, go work there first. Figure it out. See if you like it. Oh, I like this. I like this bakery. I like getting up at 2:30 in the morning and baking bagels. This is great. Come straight from the club into my business. Go see if you. So try it first and see if you like it. But maybe your dream is embarrassing. Maybe you don't want to tell anyone. Hey, I can see that. Matter of fact, Ronald Reagan had that. He was a model. He didn't want to tell anyone. He's a model and actor. But guess what? If he wouldn't have pursued that, maybe we would have never heard of Ronald Reagan. Don't tell people you think will tell you, you can't do that. Think about the great comedians, actors, musicians, sports stars. What if they didn't pursue their dreams? Would we have had a Jerry Seinfeld? What do you want to do, Jerry? Your brother's a lawyer. I want to be a comedian. What do you really want to do? See? How about Michael Jordan? How about Michael Blue Blay, that singer? How about Elvis? If you sense you're not getting the support, don't tell anyone. Just do it, as Nike said, right? Just do it. When the people that doubt you start seeing you move in that direction, whether it's going back to school, whether it's whatever you need to do to get where you need to go, When they see you start moving in that direction, they'll come on board. They'll come join your team. I knew he could do it, is what they'll say. Hey, you don't care. Jump on board. This is where I'm going. Life's too short to be unhappy, is what you're going to say. All right? So you're not going to live forever. Guess what? Hey, we don't. Now, they'll come on board. They'll be there. You might have to drag them across the finish line. But if you're successful, they'll be there. Believe me. I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it. Hey, good. Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. But you have to believe in yourself. We talked about this a couple shows ago. You have to believe in yourself. What does that mean? The best way I can explain it is you have to be like an evangelical preacher when it comes to your career. Did you hear what I said? An evangelical preacher when it comes to you and your career. Can you change a preacher's mind? Can you change their faith? Can you change their beliefs? No way. No way. You can't change their faith. You can't change their beliefs. No way. And that's the way I want you to be with you in your dream. I want you to live your dream. And that was your Career Insiders Tip of the Week.